Welcome to the Dirt Bike Reader Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and in this episode, we are talking to Alex Sword. Now, he is one of the committee members for the VORC, but also an avid rider and beta lover. So, man close to my own heart. But we speak about the first round of the VORC. Yes, it was last week, if you listen to this in order. But we kind of sat down with him then and had a bit of a chat about what it was like to have such a mammoth event take place. The rider numbers were so huge. So, it was so great to see that, especially with so much turmoil and kind of unknown with racing here in 2024, it was great to see so many numbers, plus so many crossover and riders from different disciplines. So this is a great episode with him, kind of seeing the future of the VORC and off-road racing in general. So thanks, Alex, for your time, mate. I can't wait to see what you're going to be doing, hopefully in the future, on that big beta rally edition. So anyway, thanks again to our supporters, B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, Acherbies Australia, Adventure OnStore. It's been awesome to have you guys kind of following us and supporting us. We are back racing finally. Transmoto Chimit, we do have a full episode. We're just waiting to talk again to kind of the organizers about the event and why it was cancelled. But that will be coming hopefully in the next few weeks. I just wanted to get a few things confirmed when we talk about it. So we will have a full episode. And it's a great one. I'm really excited to get that one out. We had a great couple of days before it kind of unfortunately went the way it was, so I guess you guys have to wait. But for now, this weekend coming is Kosciuszko. Hard Enduro is back, baby. We're excited. Turtle's excited. He's coming out of the woodwork to do it. I will be there. Yep, racing bronze. So you throw all the shit you want at me. I don't care. It's just going to be a great weekend. The weather's looking a little bit on and off, so make sure you check out the Australian Hard Enduro page for all the updates. Hopefully we'll see you there. We have stickers, we have merch. Just come find us, we'll give you a sticker, because Whole Shot Graphics set us up with a whole bunch of them. So come find us, we're handing them out. Turtle hand them out, we have kids handing them out. It's gonna be awesome. Thanks again for all your support, and get after it. Cheers. Welcome to the Dirt Bike Reader Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and this is season 5 of this crazy podcast that we started so long ago. Myself and Alex are the hosts, and we appreciate your time. And everyone that gets on this podcast, we share stories from desert racing, flat track, hard enduro, regular enduro, all forms of motorcycles. We try and bring everyone together and have a yarn. Really just share the stories, get everyone pumped for a weekend, or recap on what just happened over the weekend. There's so much racing in Australia, and we're very proud to be a part of it and to bring you it. So thank you for tuning in. Like in life, we get a bit excited. The guests get a bit excited. It's a bad language can come out. It's unfortunate. We do apologize if you don't like bad language, but shit happens. Thanks to the amazing support we have from not only you, the fans, but companies here in Australia. We wouldn't be able to make this happen. So thank you. Please remember to share all the episodes that you like, because it doesn't just give us the exposure, but it gives the riders the exposure. And that's what they really need. We need to get the events out there. We need to get the riders out there so we can bring more attention to them and help them grow their career. So once again, welcome to season 5. Hope you enjoy. Strap in. It is going to be an epic year. And get after it. Cheers. All right, I'm sitting down with committee member for the Victorian Off-Road Championship, Alex Sword. How are you, my friend?
Good, mate. Yourself?
I'm very good. It looked like you had a really great weekend, so you must be stoked of how the first round went for you.
Yeah, it was very challenging track and massive amount of entries, 357 entries for a Vic off-road round, which must be close to a record without obviously the ORC being involved. So yeah, big boom weekend for Alpine.
No, look, it was awesome, especially to see so many races, but then also so many disciplines coming to as well. We've interviewed a couple of the hard enduro boys who have come across, but you also had some of the AORC guys come down and enter it as well.
Yeah, we had Corey McMahon come down. Probably major factors. It was closer to New South Wales than nearly Victoria. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Milner was there, and a few boys come out of old pros that come out of retirement and or a couple of years off and raced expert and stuff. So yeah, big numbers, and that was sort of a very, very technical track.
Yeah, well, I mean, it showed with guys like kids like Kogan Locke coming out and leading for kind of a surprisingly long amount of time for day one.
Yeah, it's probably right in Kogan's wheelhouse, like with a lot of off-camber, rocky, you know, hills and downhills and stuff like that. So Sammy Priest killed it. I think it was in over 34, over 30 expert.
Yep.
And then
Solar,
I think, got bumped up from expert into pro.
Yeah, he was dirty about that. That's why because I saw his he posted a photo with like first place in expert or something, and then he had to give the trophies back because he got bumped up.
Yeah, so he stitched himself up there. He probably shouldn't have rode so good, but yeah, like probably played into those boys' strengths with the way the track layout was and that. So, but yeah, it's good to know. Like when it is, you know, it does get technical, then boys can run with, you know, the top guys in VRC.
No, absolutely, and we've spoken to it before. So when you've designed this track, did you guys have that in mind that you kind of wanted a bit more technical rather than just the flowy, fast stuff that they're used to?
I think that sort of that end of Victoria sort of lends itself to like Alpine Club. You know, the properties that they have access to, they are fairly gnarly properties. And unfortunately, this time of year, like Victoria's dry as a chip at the moment, so it's sort of, you know, it's hard to find around where you're not going to be dust. Like they're running 30-second gaps on the sprints and stuff like that, trying to keep, you know, a bit of rider safety and that into it as well. And probably didn't get through as many sprints as they wanted to on the Saturday due to that. But you know, that's end of the day, it's just rider safety that's got to come down. Be treated first, so
absolutely. I mean, we found that out when we were down in Schumet the weekend before for the Transmoto, and it got dusted out. It was something real bad, but you kind of go one way or the other down that way. It's either too wet and an absolute slop fest, or it's completely dry and dusty, and you can't see a foot in front of you.
Yeah, 100%. Like I think last year they had she ended up a tough mudder at their previous. Yeah. They got a fair bit of rain there, so yeah, it's feast or famine with that, just that end of Victoria, unfortunately. But I think everyone that come away and finish the weekend had a healthy respect for riding off Canberra and big uphills and downhills. So,
and look, as we said, it's your first round, but also the numbers. I mean, it's kind of one of those weird things where people are saying that, you know, racing is getting expensive and it's harder to do, but you've just, as you said, potentially had record-setting numbers to the first round for the Vic Off Road. That must be kind of a good feeling leading into the season.
Yeah, all the indicators, like you know, you said, the cost of living and stuff like that. We didn't know what to expect, and then once entries had closed and that, I think they had like another 70 entries on the final day. Jeez. Just people committed to it. So again, I think location with that. I'm not sure how many blokes come down from New South Wales, but we had massive amount of junior entries as well. And like I said, to see a few of the ARC boys down come and support the VRC was great as well.
I guess also you managed to get the dates really well aligned as well in between races and events. It's kind of the calendar's already so booked throughout the year. I think after Easter there may be 4 or 5 weekends straight of racing, so to be able to slip that event in just before Easter and in a free weekend really gave guys enough time to travel down and get into it.
Yeah, well I think we've got was it GNCC in 2 weeks, and then I think the following weekend is the ARC at Mount Misery. Mm-hmm. We've got a club down on the 28th as well, so mm-hmm. With Danny Nong, and yeah, so it's hard for clubs to slot in events between all the national and state calendars and the GNCT calendar, but
yeah,
look, it's a great place to be, and if you have to find those weekends, and you know, it's good for the sport, I suppose.
Yeah, it's great to see, and it's also, it shows the strength in the sport as well at the moment, because as we said before, you know, the cost of licenses, the cost of bike parts, the cost of bikes and everything else to get to go racing, it could have shown signs that people weren't going to go. But you know, even look at the Australian Hard Enduro Championships, the amount of numbers riding up to Kosciuszko for the first round is really great, and I think it's for you guys to have that number at not a massive kind of national event is something pretty special.
Yeah, well, it's good leading in, I suppose, with I think VRC have got hosting 2 ARC rounds this year, one at Caston and one at Mount Misery in a few weeks. So yeah, like if you sort of, I think most ARC events had probably 60, 65 riders to a VRC, a standard VRC event. So, you know, like you get, if they haven't all dropped off after the first round, you know, you're sort of looking at 400 riders. So it's, wow. Yeah, bigger than Ben Earth. Like, and it's great. It is really, really good to see. It's takes a bit more management to try and keep that the numbers flowing. And but yeah, I'm sure Geelong, they're a very experienced club, and they'll run a great event for at Mount Misery.
So, I mean, you just touched on it before. Having a lot of riders like that, does that now put so much more stress on the actual event itself, or do you kind of have that pre-plan that you potentially could have that many riders and everything's set up for that?
I think we do now. Like, yeah, so obviously a bit unexpected for the first round, and we appreciate the riders, you know. We probably didn't get as many sprints through as we would have liked on the Saturday, but we really appreciate the riders' patience and stuff like that to get through those numbers. But yeah, obviously, you know, coming up to the ARC round, Kay Vag and the boys are very experienced, so they'll have the measures in place to host, you know, 400 riders. So logistically, it's big, but yeah, we just sort of keep working with it, and hopefully have another good event.
No, look, as you said, it's cool that you guys can plan for that now. It's cool that there was that many numbers, and it seemed to be quite a smooth event. I mean, there's always little teething problems here and there, but from all accounts, from all the riders we've spoken to, it seemed to have gone really well.
Yeah, we had, like, you always get negative feedback from events, just, you know, little things, but, you know, like, all in all, I think everyone sort of understood the logistics of it all and what the boys were sort of up against. So yeah, track deterioration was a bit of an issue. Obviously, same thing, it's just that sort of country, it sort of blows out a bit, so there's a few track changes and stuff like that on the fly, and everyone worked in and made it happen. It was, yeah, from that point of view, it was really good.
And those track changes, do you already preempt them? Because, I mean, you've got your track guys who come in and build it and look at it and figure out exactly what's going to happen. Can they also then determine exactly what spot's going to blow out, so they have already kind of a second line chosen for it?
Yeah, to a certain extent. It's weird sometimes which areas blow out and which areas don't. Obviously, there's a few uphills that caught a few riders out, and that we, you know, you end up with, yeah, some issues there. But you sort of, there is a plan. There's a way, as a clerk and stuff like that, when you ride the course, you ride certain sections, you think, oh, that might blow out. So you have a bit of a plan in place in your head as you do it, sort of. And for myself, like, when we go out and ride the courses and that, you sort of, I tend to go out during the races and have a look and see what's working and what's not, and it's a learning experience for the next time you're either at that property or you're in a similar situation. But yeah, just being able to sort of be a bit fluid with situations and fix them on the fly and get the message to the riders on the next sprint that certain little bits have changed. They're never major changes, but it's just little fixes to make it flow better and be safer.
I guess that's also the hard balance, as you said before. There's some hill climbs that, you know, some people find easy, some people find hard. And it's, you know, over the years, you kind of start hearing guys whisper, especially like, say, the Transmoto events, which are such a wide range of riders. When you guys are designing tracks, what one, you know, track builder thinks is an easy section for the rest of the regular Joes, it can be quite difficult, and vice versa. So I guess when it comes into marking these tracks for an off-road round, you've got to really try and leave the hard enduro stuff that you love out of it.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, like you said, you've got a very broad spectrum of riders. Blokes who are riding their first state events, and, you know, your season pros, and, oh, you know, they've got an over 55s class this year. But there's a lot of retired legends that have come back to race that, which is great. there's some ex national champions and state champions that have just popped back into that class, which is nice. So. Yeah, but and the same thing, like, you know, yourself, a dry hill, get a little sprinkle of rain on it, and it changes the hill very, and it changes the whole track dramatically. especially once it's powdered up a bit.
No, but it's as I said, it's great that you got so much feedback, whether you're better or for worse. It's always great to kind of see what the riders are doing and feeling for a track to help for it next year. And I mean, just for the Vic Off Road, you guys, your calendar is so full. So what's the next one after this?
So we got our AORC at Mount Misery, which is outside of Geelong, sort of towards Ballarat Way, I believe. That'll be our next event. So it's in 3 or 4 weeks, I think.
Wow. Back to back, mate.
Yeah, just we've, you sort of stuck it up because we got that. I think the whole country goes on hold for Fink and that around that sort of Queen's Birthday weekend. So there's sort of like a month that we don't have a lot of events around that time. But, we try and slot it in around the national calendar and the NCC events too. We're trying to support that as well.
Absolutely. And then obviously you've got Hadar as well, which is another big kind of event to take a lot of time and people and resources away. So it's good to see you kind of cram them in at the start, get all the guys ready for, the big events, tame off and then hit it again. It's definitely kind of a two-parter for the season.
Yeah, so we sort of had that initial run up to June, July, and then I think our season's sort of over and done with by September this year. So try and stay away from them drier months as later on in the year.
Now, just those beautiful wet, cold months that Victoria is known for.
Yeah, just the drizzle and the snot, mate. That's what we like.
Absolutely. Well, look, mate, thanks for your time. We could catch up with you kind of after every round and see how it all went and played out for you, because it is exciting to see so much racing. But I think for me, it was even more exciting to see the amount of riders you had turn up, because it's just a good sign that we still can bring the riders in and keep racing going, not only just at a state level, but hopefully at a national level as well.
Yeah, it'd be good. So, we're really well supported and, we'll just hopefully manage the numbers and put on good events, mate.
Well, look, and hopefully we can see you at another rally, mate, because that mighty beater is not going to be at that condo this year. So let's hope that there's some kind of bike at the Sunraysia.
She's in the shed collecting dust at the moment, mate. So keep walking past it and side-eyeing it. And get at the stage where we're going to have to change fuel in it, I think, because it's probably gone off. So
the rubber in the tyre is going to go off, mate.
Yeah. It's just probably the tyres. If they didn't have mousses, they'd probably be flat from perishable tubes. But we'll get out there, mate. We'll get amongst it.
Beautiful. All right, buddy. Thanks for that.
Cheers, Jeremy. See you, mate.